in the beginning. So when we talk about spirit beings, we are talking about beings who do not have physical bodies like we do, but yet they exist. But I found out something today, and I was very excited about it. When God created the heavens and the earth, he started creating all kinds of animals and beings. And when you read verse 11 of Genesis 1, God created vegetation and seed-bearing plants and trees. And the Bible said that he created these trees according to their kind. According to their kind. And it says that the land produced vegetation, plants bearing seed according to their kind, and the trees bearing fruit with seed in it according to their kind. And God saw that it was good. So when it comes to vegetation, plants that are able to bear seed, God created them with something in mind, with a standard in mind. And what was the standard? God created them according to their kind. According to their kind. Now, when you read verse 14, God created two separate lights. One to give light, and verse 16, one to give the greater light and the lesser light. One was to will provide light in the day and the other in the night. And so you realize that the greater light governed the day, the lesser light governed the night. So the lesser light was a kind of the greater light. The lesser light was a kind. So the lesser light, which we call the moon and the stars, were a kind of the greater light, which was the sun. Was a kind. So God created everything according to its kind. I'm building a point. I want you to follow me. Then when you jump to verse 20, the Bible says, and the Lord said, let the water teem with living creatures, and let the great creatures of the sea and every living thing with which the water teems and that moves about in it according to their kind, and every winged bird according to its kind, God created them. So you come to understand that God created every, even the birds and every creature in the sea according to their kind. I've already established the fact that God is a spirit being. God is not limited by time. God is not limited by space. God is not limited by environment. There is nothing that God is limited by. God is powerful. God can have whatever he wants. Now in verse 24, he said, God said that let the land produce living creatures according to their kind, livestock according to their kind, creatures that move along the ground according to their kind, even wild animals according to their kind. And the Bible said God made all of them according to their kind. Anything that moved along the ground was made according to their kind. So when it came, when God had finished creation, then it came to verse 26, and God now said, let us create man. The reason for which God created man was because God wanted to create man after another kind. This time, God did not create man after the kind of man. You know, every other thing God created according to their kind. But when it comes to man, God did not create man according to the kind of man. I don't know whether I'm talking to someone. God never created man according to the kind of man. But every other thing God created, the Bible says he created them according to their kind. But when it comes to man, God said, let us make man according to our kind, our image, our likeness. So man was created according to the kind of God. So it means that in God's mind, everyone here under the sound of my voice, I want you to know that you were made and you were created by God according to the kind of God. You were not created according to the kind of man, but you were created according to the kind of God. Are you with me? So as long as you were created according to the kind of God, it means that whatever God can do, you can do. And whatever God cannot do, you cannot do. Listen, there is what we call the image of God, and there's what we call the likeness of God. There is what we call the image of God, and there is what we call by image. You stand before a mirror, and we are saying it is an image is just something you can see, all right? Something you can see with your eye. Something you can see with your eye. Something of another object that you can see with your eye. So as long as you can see any other thing, anything at all you can see is an image, all right? So image refers to the external things, all right? And when we talk about the likeness, likeness has to do with the internal things. So when God created man and God said, let us make man after our kind, God was saying that I have some external things I can share with man, which is the image. And I have some internal things I can also share with man, which is the likeness. So man was created with an internal reference, but from an external reference point. Man was created in the image of God and also in the likeness of God. So there are things that externally God can do and we can see God do. And those things, man has the ability to do them. And there are some things which are also internal that God has also shared with man. So this is very important, because if we don't understand these things, we will tend to, you know, downplay on a lot of things. And so as you are here under the sound of my voice, I want you to understand that God has made you in his image and in his likeness. So in his image, because you have the ability to reflect the external powers, the external properties that God can manifest. And you are in the likeness of God because you can operate in the internal dimension, the things that are within that God can do. Now, let me just calm down. I am just trying to establish a point. In the next 10 minutes, I'll be done. What I want you to understand is this, that when God created you and I, God has given you a certain power to operate on this earth. As a spirit being, you are supposed to operate. Externally, we live in a physical world because we have in the image of God. Externally, you can operate as a physical human being. You can work, you can touch, you can feel, you can do a lot of things physically because you were created also with the external properties of God, the image of God that can be seen. So that dimension is there. Then there is also the dimension where you are created in the likeness of God. So there are things God can do, but these things are done or orchestrated from the spirit realm. Your ability to cause effects in the physical realm is directly connected to the spirit realm. Everything physical you can cause an effect to can only be orchestrated from the spirit realm. It is very important that you understand that as you are listening to me, you are not an ordinary human being. You were not created according to the kind of man, but you were created according to the kind of God. Every other thing was created according to their kind, but for us, he created us according to the kind of God. So as you are here now, you are not an ordinary person.
You are not an ordinary human being. You carry a certain power to operate with full authority on the earth and to operate with full authority as a spirit being. In Daniel chapter 1, chapter 2, and chapter 3, there is a popular story where Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were put in the blazing furnace. Now, in the blazing furnace, the Bible said that they were supposed to die, but immediately they were put in the furnace. King Nebuchadnezzar leaped to his feet in amazement and said, "Weren't there 3 men we put in the fire?" And they said, "Yes, my lord, there were 3 men we put in the fire." Then he said, "Look, I see 4 men walking around in the fire. They are not bound. They are not harmed. And the 4th one looks like the son of a god." Then at the end of the day, when the Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came out, the Bible said that they saw that the fire had not harmed their bodies, nor was even the hair on their head singed, or their robes scorched with the fire, and there was no smell of fire on them. And this was the proclamation of Nebuchadnezzar. He said, "Praise be to the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and rescued his servant." People of God, anytime you put somebody in fire, the first thing that happens to the person is that the person is supposed to come under the influence of the effect of fire. The fire is supposed to kill you. The fire is supposed to destroy you. The fire is supposed to hurt you. It's supposed to harm you. And it's supposed to destroy you. But these were Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who were operating as spirit beings, such that when they entered into the burning furnace, the Bible said that the fire was not able to perform its duty on them. Why? Because they were not operating as physical beings, but they were operating as spirit beings. How do I know this? Because the people who carried them and threw them in the fire, they themselves died. But as for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they did not die. Why? Because they were operating from a higher realm. They were operating as spirit beings. Now, how did they operate in the spirit being? So the 2 dimensions I was talking about, number one is that is the dimension of faith. The first is the dimension of faith. When Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were told to worship the idol, the image, they said that we will not bow down to any god, any idol, any image. We will not bow down to any image Nebuchadnezzar has left. Why? Because we ourselves, there is only one image that we know that man was created like, and that image is the image of God. There is no other image that needs to be created. There is only one image, and that's the image of God. So man is supposed to worship only the image of God, not the image of Nebuchadnezzar. So at the end of the day, they demonstrated faith, and they said that even if our God does not deliver us, we will not bow down to this second image, because there is only one image man was created from. And ladies and gentlemen, at the end of the day, when they demonstrated faith, they said, "This fire will not kill us. We will not bow down to this idol. And even if God does not deliver us, as for this one, we will not bow down to it." And because they demonstrated faith, God caused them to operate as spirit beings. Anytime you show your faith, God will show you as a spirit. Anytime you release your faith, God will also release you as a spirit being. Anytime you operate in faith, you operate as a spirit being. So anytime faith is working, you have switched from the realm of the natural, and you are now operating in the realm of the spiritual. So if you are listening to me tonight, one of the things I want you to begin to grab is that in this year 2023, if you want to operate as a spirit being, then make up your mind that you are going to operate with faith, because faith is the only thing, is the only dimension that makes us operate as spirit beings. As long as Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were demonstrating faith, they were operating as spirit beings. No wonder Nebuchadnezzar said, I am seeing a fourth man with them, and this fourth man looks like the son of the God. And this was because at that realm, you know, they were put in fire and they were enjoying the fire. They were put in fire and they were enjoying the fire. They were put in fire and they were enjoying the fire because they were operating in the realm of faith, and they were operating in the realm of the supernatural. So we are going to encounter challenges in the year 2023. You are going to go through some hard times. Listen, every one of us here, this is not a proclamation and this is not prophecy, but there is going to come a time that what you are planning to see, you may not see them. There is going to come a time in your life where the things you are trusting God to see, you will not be able to see. You want to get a certain amount of money, and the money will not come. You want to travel to Germany to go and do some things, and the door will not be open. There are a lot of things you would be trusting God will do for you, but it will not happen. But one of the things you can do is that if only you can demonstrate your faith and release your faith just a little bit, you realize that you begin to switch from the realm of the natural to the realm of the supernatural. Because faith is a commodity that is not just universal, but it is multiversal. In other words, it is not just a one-way dimension. Every dimension of the universe accepts and obeys or submits to the law of faith. So this year, I pray that if there is anything we will lose, it will not be our faith. Amen and amen. If there's anything you will lose this year, may it not be our faith. That is why Jesus said to Peter, amen, that I have prayed for you that your faith will not fail. Because if you lose your faith, you have lost your life. Because if you lose your faith, Bishop David Oyedepo said, faith failure is like heart failure. When your heart fails, you die. And when your faith fails, you are also dead. So he said that if there's anything you will lose, it should not be your faith. Because faith is what to put you in the realm. The Bible says that, and the just shall live by his faith. It means that there is life only when there is faith. So anytime there is faith, then there is life. I pray that you will not lose your faith. It doesn't matter what you go through. Listen, your prophecies have come to pass. Prophecies have not come to pass. You are married. You are not married. You are pregnant. You are not pregnant. The child has come. The child has not come. The money has come. The money has not come. Whatever the situation is, don't lose your faith. Don't lose your faith. I want you to say to yourself, I'll put your hand on your chest and say, no matter what I go through, I will not lose my faith. Just say it after me. No matter what I go through, I will not lose my faith. I will not lose my faith. It's very important. No matter what you go through, don't lose your faith. Faith is very important. Now, anytime Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, one of the beautiful things that happened to them was that when they were taken out of the blazing furnace, the king promoted them. So anytime you demonstrate faith, at the end of the day, faith will always produce results. Faith does not fail. Faith always produces result. If it doesn't produce result, then it was fake. Because faith will always produce results. Faith produces good testimonies. The Bible says that by faith, the elders obtain a good report. They obtain a good testimony. By faith, the women receive their dead back to life. By faith, they quench the mouth of lions. This is why when Daniel was put in the lion's den, it was faith that made Daniel decide to fall in the pit, because he knew that God was able to save him, and he knew that he had not offended the king. And no wonder an angel of the Lord, and this will take me to the second dimension of operating as spirit beings. If you want to operate as spirit beings, then you need to embrace the ministry of angels. One of the things a lot of Pentecostals and some classical Pentecostals don't really talk about is the teachings and the ministry of angels. Angels are spirit beings that God created. Now, when you read the book of Hebrews, very soon we'll begin to pray. The book of Hebrews, I think Hebrews chapter number one, is it chapter one? The Bible talks about the fact that the angels were created by God. When you read verse 6, let all God's angels worship him. That is Hebrews 1 says, he said, let all God's angels worship him. It means that all angels belong to God. God created angels to worship him. And then when you read verse 7, he says that he has made his angels spirits and his servants are flames of fire. So God has made his angels spirits. Angels are spirits. Now, when you read other versions will say that angels are ministering spirits. Angels are ministering spirits. They are winds. He has made his angels wind. An angel operates like a wind. An angel operates as a ministering spirit. You understand? So that is what the Bible has said about angels. Now, if you want to operate as a spirit being, you must really embrace the ministry of angels, because then you will come to understand that a lot of the things that happens to man, they don't just happen, but there are angels who are working behind the scenes. Am I talking to somebody? A lot of the things that happens to you and I, the things that we have gone through in 2022, and the things we are already going through, most of the things that happened to us, it was not because we were too intelligent or too smart. It was not because we had money, and it was not because we were too careful, but it was all because there were angels on the road. There were angels in our bedrooms. There were angels in our offices and in the church who were working behind the scenes. And so because of the presence of these angels, it appeared as though we were spirit beings, because in the realm of the natural or the physical, every human being saw that what we were doing was above the natural. It was above the normal. But what they didn't know was that there were angels who were unseen, who were working behind the scenes. So at the end of the day, they saw us to be operating as spirit beings, but they didn't know that there were angels actually who are the spirit beings working behind the scenes. Am I talking to somebody? So if you want to operate as a spirit being, you need to embrace the ministry of angels. Otherwise, you will use your strength to do a lot of the angels are ministering spirits who are sent by God to serve Christians. So they are supposed to serve us. When you wake up in the morning, release angels. When you are going to work, send the angels, deploy them, talk to God to release them, because angels are supposed to minister to us. They are supposed to minister to us. And this is very, very important. This is very, if you want to really operate, you see, the word angel means messenger, all right? Angels have a job description. Angels have job description. Angels, one of the things they do is that they bring messages. So Angel Gabriel will always send messages to people. So angels bring messages. After this meeting, may somebody receive an angelic encounter where a certain message, a certain information that you want to hear and know, God will just release it to you. Am I talking to somebody? Angels bring messages, and angels guard and protect. Angels guard and protect. This is what happened to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. The king Nebuchadnezzar saw a fourth man standing with them and said that, didn't we put three men? How come they are four? When Daniel was put in the lion's den, have you seen a hungry lion? And the hungry lion will see food. And the hungry lion said that, even though I am hungry, I am going to fast because I am going to fast because I have decided not to, you know, to eat. The only thing that makes a hungry lion fast, even though there is food in front of him, is when there's the presence of an angel. Wow. Did you hear that? The only thing that will make a hungry lion fast, when the devil is supposed to eat you up, when the devil comes around and he's supposed to chew your flesh and drink your blood, the only thing that will make your blood undrinkable and will make your flesh untouchable is when God releases an angel to guard and protect you. That is when the devil begins to fast, because now he cannot touch you, he cannot harm you. You are operating with angelic presence. Am I talking? Angels are with us. They fight for us. And when the prayers and the answers of Daniel was released, the prince of Persia was trying to contend the answers. But God released angel Michael, and the angel was contending and fighting on behalf of Daniel. I am here to tell somebody that what you are going through, God has released an angel to fight for you and I. This year, angels will fight for us. Oh, amen. I said angels will fight for us. Sometimes the angels are holy. But you see, sometimes we see angels not because we are holy, but God chooses to reveal himself through them to us. One of the things about angels is that angels are holy. So if you want to encounter angelic presence, you must live a life of holiness. If you are walking in sin and doing all kinds of things in the secret, and doing all kinds of things, your conscience is judging you, understand that you cannot benefit from angels, because angels are holy. They dwell in holy places. One of the things I even realized is that they don't like death. Angels, they don't like death. They don't like death. So I believe you are following me. Angels have names. You see, I've heard people, those of us in Ghana, we have heard of people saying that they have seen all kinds of angels. They have given some funny names. But in the Bible, it is proven in the Bible, angels have names. At least we have Angel Gabriel, we have Angel Michael, and the rest. So there are, Lucifer was once an angel. So it just to tell us that angels have names. Okay, once in a while, God can let you have an encounter with an angel, and you will be amazed at the kind of things you do. Angels love worship. One of the things that you can do to attract angelic presence is when you begin to worship, because God said in Hebrews 1:6 that these are God's angels, that they are created to worship him. So angels love worship. Anytime there is genuine worship, they come around. They come around. And one thing that I have also learned is that angels are released through prayer. Anytime we pray and we begin to deploy and pray, angels are released. Anytime your prayer rises, Bible says the angels of the Lord lift our incense to God through prayer. Anytime the saints lift up prayer, angels begin to carry our prayers unto God. Angels begin to work because we have prayed. So if you want angels to begin to work or be released, then you have to pray. All right? Then you have to pray. The good thing is that angels can appear in visions or in dreams or even in physical form. You can meet an angel in your dream. You can meet an angel in a vision. Or sometimes they can even manifest physically. You meet them one-on-one, face-to-face, you know, having the form of a flesh. but yet they are not human beings, but angels. Tonight, I have just shared with you two dimensions of operating as spirit beings. And the first one is the dimension of faith, and the other is the dimension of angelic ministrations.